Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I misspoke yesterday on the podcast, and I said that in Acts 2, Peter referred to the rest and the refreshing. What I meant to say was that in Acts 2, we see the fulfillment of the rest and the refreshing. The rest and the refreshing is something that was prophesied in the 28th chapter of Isaiah, in which he said, "This is the rest wherewith you cause weary to rest, and this is the refreshing," but they would not hear. And he talks about stammering lips in another tongue would he speak with his people, and that's what he calls rest and refreshing. So whenever the Holy Spirit was poured out in Acts 2, we see the physical embodiment of the rest and the refreshing. When you get to Acts 3, verse 19, Peter refers to, if you'll repent and be converted, then the times of rest and refreshing would happen, the time of refreshing would come from the presence of the Lord. And I believe that's Peter's reference directly to Isaiah 28 and that time of refreshing. But I told you that we were going to deal with an Old Testament prophet that's not always thought of as a prophet. To do that, I want to read ahead a little bit, and then we'll come back. Let's start in verse 19. "Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said to the fathers, 'The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people.' Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel and those who follow, as many as have spoken, have also foretold these days." I want to stop there because I'm sure you caught it. Samuel, not a guy that we often think of when we think of Old Testament prophets who prophesied of the times of Christ or the early church. But I don't think that Peter is referring only to the words of Samuel. I personally think he's referring to the writing, to the books of Samuel, 1 and 2 Samuel. And one of the things I think Peter is referring to would be in 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter, where God gives covenant to David. And God says to David, "I took you from the sheepfold, from among the sheep. You rule my people. I've gone wherever you've gone. I cut off your enemies. I made you great." Listen to verse 10 of 2 Samuel, verse of chapter 7. "Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. Nor shall the sons of wickedness oppress them any more as previously. Since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel and have caused you to rest from all your enemies, also the Lord tells you that he will make you a house." And then, of course, he prophesies, God tells David, rather, through prophecy, that his son would build that house. But then he says that I'll establish a kingdom forever. And we know, because we're looking from the other side of the cross, that the kingdom established forever through David was not Solomon, but was through Jesus, another one of his sons that would come through his loins. But notice in verse 10 that God gives a place for his people and it doesn't move them anymore. This is not a piece of geography. God is not in the business of giving a piece of geography to Israel. The place he's placed them in which they'll move no more is in the promised land of his son. This is the promised land promised in the book of Hebrews that they would be able to rest in. And this is what Peter is beginning to lay out, is that Israel has a place that Christ came and that he has presented to them life, and they denied him. If they'll change their mind and be converted, they could have the time of refreshing that is promised, and that he may send Jesus Christ who was preached to you before. And I don't believe that has anything to do with if Israel clean up, then God will send Jesus, but that they would have a revelation of who Jesus was. And then we'll talk about where Jesus is when we get to verse 21. And we'll see you there tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.